All right, testing 1, 2, 3. It's time for the Phil Henry Show here on Friday. A lot of people are, you know, really angry at me for the, they're not angry, but people are talking. I don't blame them for talking. We were going to do our Vernon Dozier Marathon this weekend. We could not do it because I realized I was thinking of letting the whole thing run fully automated, but usually I have some monitor available in the studio. But I didn't make any calls to make sure we had studio monitoring because I thought, yeah, I could pull it off. I could go do this thing for Christine and then, you know, make it back to monitor the rest of the weekend. And I got really skittish about it. In the meantime, I'd given everybody the weekend off, so I'm stuck. So this is not the first time it's going to happen, guys. We're going to have to reschedule our marathons because it's you're devoting 2 full days to a fully automated process. If you don't automate it, then of course, you know, you still have to be monitoring it. So it's whack, man. Let's see, where is Don Mixa? Don was going to come on last night and talk about, he was going to talk about the fat fuck TCM. Thunder. Where are they playing this fucking game? Angels are just shelling the shit out of some team. They played the Blue Jays, right? When's New Orleans going to get a baseball team, man? Hey, you know, when's New Orleans going to get a baseball team? Nobody knows. No one. Phil, I want to lead.
I want to lead an effort, Phil, to get New Orleans Major League Baseball team, and we've put together the New Orleans Cub Kings. The New Orleans Cub Kings. And we have put together the New Orleans Cub Kings Limited. This is the name of the team.
The New Orleans Cub Kings.
Yeah, yes. And the reason why we call it that is it combines baseball, the Cubs, with the regal nature of New Orleans. So that's why we call it the Cub King or the...
the singular Cub. It's singular.
It is singular because that's the trend. The New Orleans Cub King. Well, that's not good. Well, that's a problem right there, Phil. I can tell you that right now.
Don't make any more noise. Shut up.
The New Orleans. But you see, you preempted me with this. I had to talk to David Wong. Let me ask you, what went on here? Look, Phil, you know me. I'm easy come, easy go. I'm loosey goosey. Well, obviously you're not, man, because you're... What are you talking about? You're probably wondering if you're watching the video cast, what is this? What is the backdrop that I'm using? Well, I'll tell you, that is L.A., various looks at L.A. This is L.A. in the 50s? In the 50s. This is L.A., actually 1958. This is Hollywood in 1958. So this is what Hollywood looked like when young Mr. Henry, yours truly, was 6. I was 6 years old. Is that the Pantages? There's the Pantages coming up on the left, where I saw Phantom of the Opera, lo, these many years ago, but you just wouldn't recognize the old street there. That's Sunset. No, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood Boulevard. Looking toward the 101 of the freeway, like this, just almost ran into that guy's beautiful T-Bird. Is that the Pantages? Yeah. So that's looking toward, and I think, is that Crossroads of the World there on the left? I don't know. So there's the Pantages. No, it's not. And it's heading toward the Hollywood Freeway. This is Sunset Boulevard, Sunset, not Hollywood, in the 60s, 1964. And what's interesting about this shot is, maybe it's because of the lighting or the sunshine, but it looks like a street that I would recognize, that I could walk down today. The other one, the 50s one, was a little too grainy and a little too creepy looking, you know, too many women in overcoats and just, yeah, like too many bad memories maybe from the 50s when I was young and vulnerable and weird. And also here in the right, we just passed what today is the Whiskey. Back then, I don't know what the fuck they called it. Here's a Hamburger Hamlet on the right. The guy that founded the Hamburger Hamlet restaurants is the actor who played Toots in Key Largo. Look up his name. He and his wife founded the Hamburger Hamlet restaurants in Los Angeles, a very extremely successful chain of restaurants, and they had a really big one on down Sunset further. That looks like they had one right there. There's Largo, which is a theater today that is used for, like, alt comedy and all kinds of shit. Empire Savings. I don't know, man. Listen to that. Oh, shit, I can't hear a goddamn... Well, this sucks. Can't hear a thing. Oh, this is the piece of shit. I forgot. Now, what am I hearing, man? Because there's nothing plugged in, bitch. Oh, the phone pot. The phone pot's turned up. Oh, so it's the phone pot. The phone. Got me, man. This is L.A. in the 40s. I think you guys have seen this one before. This is a piece of black and white footage I pulled off of YouTube.
Testing 1-2. Don makes the intro.
I don't know. That it's the phone or the phone line. Ow. And you're who?
Well, my name is Catherine. Yes. Well, my name is Catherine Bingham. My name is Catherine Girl. My name is Catherine Glue.
Yes, Phil. My name is my name is Catherine Adamson. Well, I'm Catherine Adamson.
Yes, Phil. My name is Catherine Adamson, and I worked for Chris Norton in one of his films. It was a film called Grandma Does the Grandson. Grandma and Grandson.
That is sick.
Call it sick if you want it. Paid well.
Beat. Yes, I've had occasion to see. Yes, well, I've had occasion. Look at this guy. I've had occasion. Well, this man, Chris Norton, I don't know if you're aware. Yes. Well, this man, Chris Norton, the gentleman that was on your program yesterday.
Mr. Harry, this is my father, Dan Stan. This is my father, Stan Norton.
How do you do? How do you do?
So what do you think of your son's career?
What do I think of my son's career?
Easy, Dad.
Well, I'm disgusted by it. Well, I wish that Chris had done something else with his life. I'm not the one to criticize my children. Chris has a cousin, Jeff, who we all think is sort of wasting his life as he has occasion to use drugs. He's also tried to start a coconut water business that did not. It was stillborn.
Yeah, see, that's...
Wait a minute, Chris. Yeah. Well, but, you know, as long as he makes... Now, this movie that he's making now these nudes that he's let loose, I don't understand what you're doing, Chris.
Dad, what I'm doing is, as I told you and Mom, you know, I'm not asking you, but I have a large...
Don't tell me about your large penis anymore. Do you understand you're speaking to your father?
Yes, yeah, I understand that. But well, anyway, there's a lot of, you know.
Stan Norton. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. I'm singing.
Chris has been a near disappointment for us. Chris has been a near disappointment for us. Chris has been a near disappointment for us. We've never been able to figure what we could do with his mother. His mother is a Presbyterian bookbinder by trade.
A Presbyterian bookbinder?
Yeah, well, it's a common job in our religion. We're Presbyterian.
You're Presbyterian?
Yes, and Chris was given the full treatment growing up. He had religion until you wanted to be sick from it. I suppose in a way I understand Chris that he would vomit.
Oh, come on. Dude. Test 1-2-3. I want to stop it. Good, yay. I like that. Stan Norton joining us. He is Chris Norton's father and sir, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sir, where do you live?
Well, we live in the Pasadena, Altadena area, up around around Sierra Madre Boulevard.
Okay. And Chris grew up in California?
Christopher grew up in California and was given every opportunity. And he went to the public school, Pasadena Public Library, or whatever. But early on, he moved. He wanted to move and go be out on his own. Oh, yeah.
Testing 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Oh, my God. This is Hollywood. This is just scenes around Hollywood. I think these are like management companies. These buildings that they're showing here are, one of them said Paul Small Artists Limited. And I think that these are all on Sunset Boulevard because I kind of recognize, you know what I'm saying? I think I know this the block. And in one of these scenes, I think I cut it off before. You can tell it says a certain block in Sunset Boulevard. This is Sunset. Now we're back to L.A. in the 40s or 50s. I don't know when this is, man. It's real. It's real different. Yeah, this is L.A. in the 40s. And I think this may be Beverly Hills around on Sunset as you leave Hollywood. You're on Sunset Boulevard. Dean Martin, Deborah Carr, and Marriage on the Rocks. Yeah. They used to celebrate divorce and shit in all these movies. You know, the gay divorcee, and they had, I don't know, they had like, you know, American Marriage all fucked up. This is from the 60s. Okay. Fuck. God damn it, man. Whew. I went to Mexico. I don't know how much weight Mexico put on me. I ain't even stepping on the scale. I'm just like back on the diet. And I only had fucking 800 calories yesterday. Today I've only had about 1,200, maybe 1,300 calories today. So, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, it's like this. Oh, this is Clark Howard. You know, Pluto TV is one of my sponsors. One of my fan pages, BSP, BSPs and more, people were on there ripping Pluto TV because they have a lot of commercials. Well, it's free, you know. You don't need, it's just free. It's a free streaming service. And they were ripping it. And I'm like, okay, so what do I do there, man, when these people say that they're fans and they're directly fucking with my business? I guess it's cool. I can't say anything about it. It's, look, there's free speech. People have the right, you know, to say what they want. But then do I really want to get online and start arguing with fucking people who listen to my show? No, it isn't. It's really cool. That's where the internet and the immediacy of everything really is a drawback, you know. Now, the other thing you can do is just not participate at all. Not participate in the page, you know, which I wouldn't want to do because Melissa is such a great, great gal, and she's like, excuse me for using the word gal. I think somebody told me that gal is like a retro discriminatory term or some shit, but I don't know, man. You know, she does such a great job with that page that I don't want to say, well, I'm going to just, you know, not be on there. But so it's, you know, what would you do if your living is through, part of your living is through commercials, part of your living is through subscriptions. And, you know, as I've always said, we are basically a subscription service. But money's money. And not only that, but, you know, the sponsor deserves a certain amount of treatment, and a good treatment, I would think. Anyway, what do you do if some of your paycheck is coming from a sponsor and your people are like shitting all over it on a fan page that you participate in? See, would you like get into a conversation with them and say that they're wrong or, you know, whatever? Would you just not? My instinct is just not participate, but come to think of it, that's what I was looking for right now. My Pluto TV copy. Thunder, do you want to go outside? You want to go outside? Like, Thunder is like, she does not want to come in if she goes outside out the back door because it's too cool for school out there for cats. There's mice and shit. That's the thing about that. So I went and I had to close one of the doors because if she comes back here with a fucking mouse, I don't need her getting loose in the whole goddamn building, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, man. And what's the other one we're doing? Pluto. Why does it spit out a piece of blank paper before it begins printing? Great, man. I'll just load these motherfuckers back in. Oh, there's something wrong with that piece of shit. Ah, fuck. Hey. All right, dudes and dudettes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here is the song we're going to open with right here. And let's just do this. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey. Let's check this tune out. Okay. All right. Hey.